Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. A couple of years ago, John Hawkes got an Oscar nomination for his role as the heroine's Uncle Teardrop in Winter's Bone. When he first came on screen, it was easy to mistake him for an Appalachian local who'd been hired on the spot to play a menacing version of himself. There's no such confusion in The Sessions. He's clearly a superb actor playing a singular character, a polio victim paralyzed from the neck down and partly dependent on an iron lung, who decides at the age of 38 that it's time for him to lose his virginity. It's an extraordinary performance, from the pinched voice conveying anxiety with humor to the twisted posture that can express almost simultaneously the agony of severe disability and the ecstasy of human contact. Still, it's a performance from start to finish. If there's a way of transcending its artifice and suspending disbelief, I couldn't find it. The filmmaker Ben Lewin is himself a polio survivor. He based his screenplay on the true story of a California writer and poet, the late Mark O'Brien, and a 1990 article O'Brien wrote called On Seeing a Sex Surrogate. The surrogate, Cheryl, is played by Helen Hunt. She's a thoroughgoing professional at the start of what's meant to be a physically intimate and yet emotionally neutral therapeutic process. And she tells Mark that his course of therapy will be limited to 6 sessions, thus the movie's title. Inevitably, Cheryl's emotional defenses crumble, and the relationship becomes all too personal, and sometimes very funny. At the heart of it is Mark's slow progress from a position of terror through the intense pleasure of being touched to the exquisite joy of sexual release. The specifics are depicted forthrightly, and Hawks does wonderfully well at portraying Mark as a full-blooded guy stuck in a ravaged body rather than a poster man for disability. Still, much of the story feels predictable. It's a strange combination of specificity without spontaneity. Helen Hunt plays Cheryl with an odd quality of calculated warmth. William H. Macy is Father Brendan, a priest who's asked to bless Mark's therapeutic union. Father Brendan is understandably uncomfortable in his role. Fornication is fornication, or so he thinks at the outset, but Macy seems uncomfortable too. He leans into his laugh lines like a slugger on an off day. Suspending disbelief is always a mysterious business, and all the more so in films with disabled characters played by able-bodied actors. When we're able to make the imaginative leap, it's because the film provides an exceptional something to launch us. The wild energy of Daniel Day-Lewis in My Left Foot, the ferocious combat of Patty Duke and Anne Bancroft in The Miracle Worker, the odd couple camaraderie of The Intouchables, the visual poetry of The Diving Bell and The Butterfly. The Sessions is admirable and often enjoyable, yet self-limiting in its concept. It's exactly about what it sets out to be about, no less but no more. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.